From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com. Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at AARP.org.
As I pull into the hospital parking lot, they are there. They don't actually say anything, at least not with their mouths. Their message is on the signs they hold in front of their faces. Bold black letters shout, "God hates murder. Choose life." As I drive slowly past, a protester pushes her faded, weathered sign in my direction, not revealing her own face, but determined to force her message into mine. I come as a hospital chaplain. I know the value of life and death. I face it daily. My own life and work are based upon what I believe about God. I do not disagree with the protester's beliefs. The God I know is the author of life. He does hate murder. But the God I know is also a God of love. He hates hatred. He judges the judging. He is a God of truth, but he urges us to speak the truth in love. What aspect of an impersonal and judgmental sign is loving? The person hiding behind that sign knows nothing about me. She doesn't know the circumstances of those she chooses to condemn. I'm not justifying abortion, but neither can I align myself with the protesters. I turn into the hospital parking lot to comfort people in crisis and in pain. I learn their names and their circumstances. I journey with them through grief. I do not pretend to have infinite wisdom. That is the territory of God, but I can come with tenderness and love, regardless of the situation. I walk into their rooms and into their lives, and they share their stories and struggles with me. I look them in the eye, and I listen to what they have to say, and remind them of God's endless love for them. That is a message I am eager to deliver. With a perspective, I'm Susan Cosio.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.